At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Songs made more famous by movies. Coming up, we'll sit and spend with Taryn Daly and Steve Mix from the Daily Mix Morning Show at 4:30, right after emails on our question, who threw the punch and why was it thrown? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Martin. Welcome to the men's room.
How you doing, boys?
Hola.
So, about 25 years ago, still in high school, had a buddy move in with me, not the best and greatest or brightest human being to have ever been met. But we were sitting on my front porch one day, and a couple of neighbor kids were walking by, a little younger than us, and they look over and they say, hey, can we bum a cigarette from you? They seen him smoking one. And he says, you know what? I only got one to spare. And, you know, one was tall and lanky, the other one was short and stocky, and the short and stocky one just kind of looked up the tall one and said, I'm so sorry. Oh. And then just proceeds to pelt into his head like he would not believe. And, you know, when they were finished, you know, they're good buddies. So he got the cigarette and he ended up splitting it with him. But it was still pretty intense, given our age and what was happening there.
Yeah. I'd agree with that statement, man. God damn.
Amateur boxing.
But he actually said, I'm sorry. I like that.
Yeah. He knew he was way stronger than his buddy. So he just kind of looked at him and said, hey, man, I'm going to take the cigarette.
Yeah.
Dude, I got a buddy.
That's awesome.
I got a. Sorry, dude. On the same level of stupid fighting, I got a buddy who lives in Ohio.
All right.
And in the area, the West Virginia, Kentucky, Ohio area, they do this thing called rough and rowdy.
Okay.
Where they just get together, they go to some armory someplace, and it's just amateur boxing.
All right.
So basically, when you go to an area, if you go to Columbus, Ohio, there's four or five dudes from Columbus. There's still a couple dudes from other towns. But they all get together. They have ring card girls. He goes to every single match.
Does he fight in them?
No, he just goes for the entertainment value.
And it's unreal. I think like Barstool sponsors a bunch of them.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And they're like, the ring card girls are like, you could tell are like local strippers.
Oh, yeah.
And the dudes just look like random dudes. They kind of size them up.
Yeah. Some of them have nicknames that they just make up.
Sure.
You know? And some of them have like, you know, they'll come in with a cape on, intro music, the whole deal. But it's just like, it's your neighbor, you know? It's Larry. And then he just gets in there. They don't even do like... It's not even like weight requirements or, I mean, they try to keep it close, but if you win, you just keep going up.
Okay.
So, I mean, in theory, you could be 120 and fighting a 185-pound guy at the end of the night if you want to, if you make it to the championship.
And what's is there a cash prize, I'm guessing?
You know, like maybe $500, $1,000. It's not much.
Right.
But it's just the idea of being able to go up there and then just beat the hell out of somebody you don't know. But they put them in pretty decent-sized gloves. Probably like, you know, 12 ounces or 16 ounces.
Damn. All right. Hello, Gary. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, you guys. So this goes back. I was probably, I think I was about 14. My brother was 12. My brother is, he's younger than me, but he's like 3 inches taller than I am. So he was always the big kid, you know. And so we decided one day, well, the whole crew in the neighborhood, we're going to play, smear the queue, do that stuff. Well, there was a kid that lived about 8 houses down that was kind of the neighborhood bully. And my brother and I decided one day or that day that that was it. If he comes down to play, we ain't taking his S. So sure as heck, he shows up, we start playing, and that kid laid my brother out. He clotheslined him. Laid him out flat. Oh, it was terrible. I run over there, bigger, you know, older brother, not bigger brother. I go over there and I push the kid in the chest and he pushes me back. And that fight or flight took off on me. And I just like cold cocked him. I'm 14, but I'm a big kid. I was like, you know, almost 6 foot tall at 14 years old.
Damn.
So I let this kid have it as hard as I could. And he stood there and looked at me.
Uh-oh.
And it was like, OS. So I turned and took off running. I just take off running. And my brother's, and that kid's chasing me. My brother's behind him. We end up in that kid's backyard. And I turned to face him like, no, I'm not taking this crap no more. Let's do it. that kid just knocked every living hell out of me. He jumped on me and started beating on me. And my brother, I'm on my back, and I can't see my brother. I'm on my back, and I'm laying there, and I'm getting the hell beat out of me, and all of a sudden, it's wet. I'm like, what in the heck? It's summer. It's not raining. My brother hauled his junk out and was taking a leak on the kid.
That's his move.
Oh, wow.
As he was yelling, nobody hits my brother, doing this thing, you know. So and the kid, of course, gets even madder. So he jumps off of me, takes off after my brother. My brother sidesteps him. He's still got his wang out. So the kid tries to get him. My brother grabs him by the shirt and just starts swinging him. Like a merry-go-round, just swinging. And finally the kid's shirt rips. And when the kid's shirt ripped, he lands in, he hits their garage head first.
Oh.
And damn near knocks him out. So we're like, yeah, you know, yeah, you son of a... And my brother takes his shirt and throws it up on the roof of the garage. That shirt sat on the roof of that garage for almost 25 years.
Serious.
Jesus. Did the bully leave you guys alone after that?
After that, he did leave us alone, and he did not play any more Smear the Cue.
All right.
Okay, yeah, good.
There you go.
Thanks. Who threw the punch? Why was it thrown? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the men's room. I'm guessing Kyle is gone.
Yeah, that's not seem like Kyle's there with that ringing.
Kyle?
Or it's a very high voice. Nope. Hello, Cliff. Yeah. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, men's room. How you doing?
Hola.
Hola, señores. Okay, real quick, this story is about the guy who threw the punch and the guy who took the punch.
All right.
Me and my group of friends grew up in a small town, Central California. We were always looking for trouble, but anyway, one of my friends, he came from a big family. His brother was 6'7", weighed like 305 pounds.
Jesus.
He was rather small. He was like 6'3", 6'4", and only weighed like 255. But he was a linebacker. He could run 40 yards in just a tad over 4 seconds. So anyway, we went to this little town, Merced, and the scrawniest one of the bunch went and picked a fight with a cowboy. Nothing against cowboys, you know. Anyway, so my big friend, he goes, oh, no. You know, he took off running across the street as fast as he could. And mind you, this guy could bench press 440, maybe 500 pounds. He took off running as fast as he could, and he hit this guy with everything he had, and the guy just stood there.
Ooh.
And it was like, oh my God, we better get out of town or we're going to die, you know? So he chased us around the car a couple of times. We finally got away, got in the car, and we got the hell out of town. This was a bad guy, you know?
You know. Yep, you know.
Have you ever just hit someone and it had no impact on them? One kid in seventh grade, I was trying to protect my buddy.
Probably.
And this kid wasn't a bully or anything like that, but for whatever reason, he's just going after my buddy. So I kind of step in. I'm like, hey, man, Frank something. Anyway, and he was one of those kids where he already had the unibrow, the mustache, and smelled like death, you know, at 12 years old, whatever it was. And so I remember I hauled off, and I punched this kid, man.
Sorry, smoking cigs and drinks whiskey.
But he wasn't that kind of kid.
All right.
You know what I mean? That's the thing. He was, generally speaking, a nice guy, but he's having his moment, whatever. I hauled off. I remember I punched this guy on the side of the head, and he looked at me, and he said, and this is his quote, I know you're joking. And I said, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And I said, yeah, I'm just kidding. And I grabbed my friend, and I'm like, oh, my God, listen, man.
That is frightening.
It was terrifying, but he was smiling when he was saying it, and it seemed like he was sincerely indicating that I was joking with my bitch-ass hit that hit him on the side of the head. But I remember...
I know you're joking.
Oh, dude, between classes, I remember I hauled off. And in my mind, I'm like, I'm about to drop this dude. Just hit him. He said, I know you're joking. I'm like, yeah, man. It's all good.
I'm not stupid.
Yeah, I was like, oh, my God.